Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Maybe you're here and you're thinking, am I on the right podcast? Yes, you are. I recently did a name change. Now I know last year around July, I changed it to Face Off With Your Feelings. So that is what you are used to seeing. It's Face Off With Your Feelings. But God has been doing a really big work in me. It has been a pruning season. And we're going to talk a little bit about pruning seasons because pruning seasons are, they don't feel good. And it's easy to think God is punishing us versus disciplining us. But most importantly, God is really just showing me where he's taking me and how I want to help women. And that's why it's all about untangling your thoughts and really focusing in on mental health coaching for Christian women. I think it's a really big gap in the church of mental health and faith. And these phrases that we often say, you know, pray more, read more, have more faith. And often we just exclude the whole body, you know, and we just try to put band-aids on things. And I want to create a safe place and space for women to be heard. And the biggest thing I help my clients with in my program or one-on-one clients is their thought patterns, the way they think, managing emotions, understanding emotions, feelings, and that has to do with untangling their thoughts. So that is why and how I got to the podcast name change is untangle your thoughts. And I specifically help women in their mental health, and especially Christian women who feel maybe outcast or put aside or misunderstood, especially when they're struggling with pain and anxiety and stress and things that maybe they don't understand. Today's episode, I think, just really ties into even just the new name, the untangling our thoughts, the understanding the goodness of God. And this episode is really where I'm going to break down a little bit of what is punishment and what is discipline? What does this look like? Because I think it's very important for us. It is probably the number one thing that I talk about with my coaching clients and in my coaching program is getting back to the love of God. What does that look like for us? Because it is hard for us to trust God, right? If we've had a hard time trusting people. But most importantly, before I even get into the content for today, is if you want to get started now with untangling your thoughts to overcome negative thought patterns and regain control of your life, I highly recommend you pick up my program, Untangle Your Thoughts. I want you to know that numbing out is not your only option. So in this program together, you're going to learn how to identify and overcome negative thought patterns. You will learn techniques to help you reframe, rework, and renew your thoughts that you can do anywhere. I want to simplify this for you, break it down into easy, digestible steps, but most importantly, learn how to transform your belief system. And that is about who you think you are and who God is at a core level. So again, it's Untangle Your Thoughts. Go to jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, to pick up and start the program today. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I hear the pain come through in their words when I discuss this with my coaching clients. I feel like God is punishing me, they say. their fear is that when they do something that is not perfect, and I use quotations, air quotes for that, is that God is then punishing them for it. So everything good or bad that happens in their life is often looked as if God is doing it to them. In my experience of working with my coaching clients, I often see kind of this cycle that when bad things happen to us, that we want to pull away from God because we believe that God wanted that to happen to us. And it makes sense. Like, why? We would never encourage somebody to go back to an abusive relationship. We would never encourage somebody to go back to somebody that was causing them pain. So why would we want to go to God if we believe that God is punishing us? One of the best examples that I have used is one of my coaching clients. As I was talking with her, I explained to her how her relationship with God is kind of like an employee-based relationship, meaning God was the owner of the business and she would show up to work and she would do her best every day until one day she would show up to work and it wouldn't quite, you know, work out. Maybe she forgot to count the money one night. Maybe she forgot to stock a certain product. And so what would happen is that that shame, that guilt for not doing something right would actually cause her to not show up for work the next day. Because since she views God as an employee, as the manager, the owner of the shop, she doesn't want to show up and get reprimanded. She's afraid to show up because of what could happen because of what she did. I hope you're tracking with me on that. Is that sense of we often view God as he is this manager over our lives. We're the employee that he's hired and we're afraid to show up because we're afraid to mess up. And then we're afraid that when we mess up, he's going to kind of fire us. And that's what I used and helped for my client to see kind of her relationship with God. And it was very eye-opening for her when we started to really work through this theology that she had of God. So if our theology of God isn't based on the goodness of God, then when things happen that we didn't expect or plan for, it's easy for us to think that God is punishing us, right? And that is how we continue to keep seeking God, though, in a world of suffering, if our theology is based on the goodness of God. Jesus said, "In this world, you will have trouble." And he did not shy away from that trouble himself. Let's go a little bit further into just a little bit of our beliefs and theology of this. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus asked his disciples a question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And this first question that Jesus is asking is, what are people saying about me? Right? And it's not even that Jesus cared or was bothered or moved, but he wanted to know what his disciples were hearing about him. And I think that's important too. Just a side note is, how are we believing God? Like, when we think about suffering, pain, and theology of God, are we only basing that on what we hear on social media, what our pastor is saying, what our friends are saying, or are we seeking this out for ourselves? Continuing, then Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 15, we see him asking an even more personal question. He says to Peter, or he says to his disciples, excuse me, who do you say that I am? And Peter, he got this one right. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is a question I think he still asks us today. He's saying, Jess, who do you say I am? What do you believe about me? Again, I can't shake how this keeps coming up in the conversations with my coaching clients and my friends, my real in-life friends, the youth that I teach, the women's ministry. Who we believe God is and who we say he is will impact every single decision we make and how we see the world around us, especially our experiences. Many of the women who go through my programs and coaching one-to-one have been taught this view that God is vengeful, full of wrath, in all punishment. And this is, again, a starting point, but sometimes we just have to, when I'm working with my clients, again, you can start in the Untangle Your Thoughts program about overcoming negative thought patterns and regaining control of your life, is that we sometimes just have to learn how to feel safe again. We have to learn how to recognize that we matter. And there's a lot of things that can go into that, but it's hard to trust God when we believe that he's vengeful and full of wrath and all punishment. And that means that every painful thing that they experience, they think that God is upset with them. So we see this, we see do something wrong. So when we sin, we think God brings punishment. Here's what I really want to say is that God doesn't bring punishment. Sin has its own consequences. And those consequences may feel like punishment. God never intended for us to live this way, which is why he sent his son Jesus to set us free from the bondage of our sin. God will, however, discipline us. Here are some things I want us to see, though, regarding the difference between punishment and discipline, which has helped me so much. Let's look at punishment first, and I want you to really hear the characteristics and differences. Punishment focuses on identity. So when we believe that God is punishing us, you think that he's talking to you like trash. So you might think that God is telling you that you're never going to be good enough. You think God is telling you and calling you a failure. You think that God is attacking you as a person. If you hear any kind of voices like that, that talk to you like trash, that's not from God. Punishment focuses on identity. It focuses on who you are as a person at your core level and just starts throwing strikes and blows. Punishment also, the motivation of punishment is actually anger. When we are experiencing punishment, we often feel fear and rejection. We feel like there's no way out. Punishment comes from Satan. And the result of punishment is often compliance or rebellion. And the fruit of punishment is often depression, fear, and anxiety. So I'm going to just read through that again. And I want you, without explanation, and I want you to think about how you're feeling right now. Is this God punishing me or is this God disciplining me? So again, I'm going to read through them and just sit with them for a second. Punishment focuses on identity. Are you talking to yourself like trash? What are those words that you're saying? The motivation is anger. You'll often feel fear and rejection. You might feel as though there is no way out. Punishment comes from Satan. The result is often compliance or rebellion. And I want you to think about that. Do you feel like you just have to, okay, I'm just going to follow the rules. I'm going to follow the rules. I got to make sure I follow the rules because if I don't, then something's going to happen. Or you know that there's punishment. And so the first thing that you want to do is go out and rebel. And then the fruit of that is often depression, fear, and anxiety. So now let's look at discipline. Discipline focuses on behavior, not you as a person. So that's going to look like your choices, your actions, the things that you say, the things that you do. He's not going to condemn you for who you are. He's not even going to condemn you for your actions, but he does call us to repentance. Discipline, the motivation is always love. You should feel acceptance and approval even when you miss the mark. Okay, now sin is missing the mark, but through his discipline, we should still feel accepted and approved. And because that's where sorrow, godly sorrow enters, because we should feel bad when we sin. We should feel godly sorrow that leads us to repentance. It will always lead to restoration. So discipline is always going to lead you to God. It's not going to lead you further away. Punishment, on the other hand, right? It's going to lead you further from God. Discipline comes from the fruit of the Spirit. Discipline is the result of obedience. And the fruit of this is security and peace. So now I'm going to read through discipline again. It focuses on your behavior. Is he calling to mind things that you are doing? Obsession, things that you know that you're probably not to be doing, gossip, the way you talk to your husband, the way you talk to your kids. Now, punishment would say you're a terrible person, you're a terrible mom, you're never good enough. Behavior would say, is that how I've called you to speak to your husband? Are those words edifying? Do they bring life? And the motivation is going to be love, feeling acceptance and approval. You should always feel welcome in the presence of God, regardless of what you've done or the things that have happened. It should always lead to restoration. It comes from the Spirit. The result is obedience. And growing out of that is security and peace. There are many things I've had to really learn to work on and rework in my theology of God. And one of them is that even when things hurt, it doesn't mean they're punishment. And I want you to like lean in, rewind, is that even if things hurt, it doesn't mean they're punishment. I really have to be willing to look at what happened. I have to take responsibility for my actions and allow God to work in me. Question I ask myself is, will I become better or bitter from this? John 15, 1 through 2 is an example of this, about abiding in the vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. I want us to recognize that the parts of us that do not bear fruit, he will prune if we allow him to. Okay. Does pruning ever feel good? Like ever? But it is for our good, but it doesn't feel good. And that's where the differentiation between punishment and discipline really come in. Because I know that I'm in a pruning season right now myself, and it does not feel good. And it's been very revealing about my actions and idols in my life. And I also know that it's for my good. I can see it making me not about becoming a better person, but really making me sanctified and look more like Jesus. And I don't say that like I've cried, I laugh, I cry, I laugh, I'm up and down. But when I look at him being the good God in my theology based on the goodness of God, it helps me to recognize that it's out of his love for me that he prunes the things that don't bear fruit. So again, not everything that hurts is punishment. So I'm going to leave you with a couple questions. Do you often view God as a punisher? Do you have a healthy view of discipline? I want to know. You can follow me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Send me an email. Let me know how this episode impacted you. But again, if you want to start overcoming negative thoughts and your beliefs right now, join my Untangle Your Thoughts program at jessicahoddle.com/heal. That's H-E-A-L. Don't forget that even though it doesn't feel good, it doesn't mean that God is not good to you or that he loves you. So let's press in and let's just ask, how are we viewing God right now? Do I have a healthy view of discipline? What does that look like? Has it been distorted from maybe my childhood, from the way people have treated me? And that is our starting place. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18, 19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.